Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Nikki Fiocco, who is Executive Director of Volunteer Maryland. And Nikki's here today to talk to us about the various things that Volunteer Maryland is doing and volunteers are doing in our state. Welcome to the show, Vicki.
Hey, it's great being here.
Well, it's great to have you. Great to have you. I'm really honored to have you because volunteers are doing so much around the state, and Volunteer Maryland is a real big part of it. And if you go to almost any nonprofit organization and many governmental agencies and organizations, you're probably going to run into a volunteer, and that volunteer in many cases has been connected through Volunteer Maryland. So we appreciate it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are not familiar, could you tell us something about Volunteer Maryland?
Yes, I would love to. So Volunteer Maryland is an AmeriCorps program, and it was created out of the governor's office in 1993, and the governor was Governor Schaefer. Uh-huh. And Volunteer Maryland was one of the, I think it was like either seven or eight demonstration projects for AmeriCorps. And AmeriCorps is a national service organization. And annually, almost 75,000 to 80,000 individuals serve in AmeriCorps programs. So Volunteer Maryland is one of those AmeriCorps programs. And we place individuals as volunteer coordinators in nonprofit organizations, government agencies, and schools to serve as volunteer coordinators. And we've been doing that now for about 25 years. And we try to get every corner of our triangular shaped state. We have coordinators that have served in Garrett and Allegheny. Uh-huh. We have coordinators that have served in Cecil and Hartford, St. Mary's, the Eastern Shore. So we do try to reach our entire state.
That's wonderful. How can somebody find out more information?
Oh, sure. So our website is volunteer.maryland.gov, and they can get all the information there. You can apply to be one of the AmeriCorps members to serve in our organizations. Actually, we're actively recruiting members to be part of our 2018-2019 service year, which will start in September. Uh-huh. So we're already vetting those applications. We have about 35-40 sites that we're trying to find AmeriCorps members for. So that information's on our website. Again, that's volunteer.maryland.gov. And then if an organization is interested in partnering with Volunteer Maryland, uh-huh, we'll be doing that vetting at the end of this year. We like to diversify the types of organizations that we partner with. So uh-huh, we partner with organizations for about 3 years, and then we look for other organizations that are good fits with our program.
So really, you're spreading the love.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the cycle of volunteer management is what we train our AmeriCorps members on. Uh-huh. And within that cycle, it's a natural 3 year sort of stepping point with those nonprofit organizations or the partnership sites that we work with.
Great. Really, AmeriCorps is at least in Maryland, is that typical of other states?
Yes, there's AmeriCorps programs throughout the entire country.
Are they all volunteer coordinators in other states?
Well, no. What's really interesting and what's exciting about our program, like I had mentioned, we're one of the first demonstration projects of AmeriCorps. And we use a method that the founders created, which was the multiplier model. Mm-hmm. And the multiplier model is the idea of taking one individual and having them recruit a volunteer corps. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you'll see pictures of AmeriCorps members planting trees, tutoring kids, removing invasive species, which is all what our AmeriCorps members do. But what our AmeriCorps members are charged with is to find volunteers to go into those nonprofit organizations and do those volunteer activities. Because you might not know, and for people that don't know this about AmeriCorps, it's a term contract. So our members serve for 11 months. So after 11 months, that AmeriCorps member most likely is going to leave that nonprofit organization. So since they've built up this volunteer corps, there's not going to be a hole when they leave. There's going to be someone there to plant the trees, to tutor the kids, and remove the invasive species.
And probably to supplement that, too.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Our coordinators not only recruit the volunteers, they work on policies and procedures. Some small nonprofit organizations that work with children don't even realize that they're going to probably need background checks for their volunteers. Right. So our coordinators can create that process for them. So you asked initially, do AmeriCorps members serve in the capacity of volunteer coordinators? Actually, our program is very unique in that way. Most AmeriCorps members do that direct service to the community. So it's a really great opportunity for professional development and growth to be part of Volunteer Maryland.
Wow, that's great. They're to some extent management consultants.
You could say that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially for those organizations that are a little weak or, as you said, unthought of in certain areas.
Well, and what's exciting about our program is that we can partner with grassroots organizations that have minimal staff, but we also can partner with larger organizations and state organizations. This year, we're partnering with the Carroll County Forestry Board. Actually, we've been partnering with them for 3 years now. And they obviously have the support of the state behind them. However, this little program of the Weed Warriors, our coordinators over the past 3 years have really developed and implemented a really impactful program that now is sustainable after our partnership year. So to your point, yes, we can partner with organizations that have minimal support, and we also diversify and partner with organizations that are state agencies or federal agencies.
It sounds like a really good deal for the agency that gets the AmeriCorps member, huh?
It is. The AmeriCorps member gets a very small stipend. It's a living allowance, and the partnership sites do pay a fee for the program and the training of the AmeriCorps member. But they're also left with a robust program. And there is time and investment into the program. Each AmeriCorps member at their site has a site supervisor that is specified to be supervising their entire program. And that supervisor comes to trainings that Volunteer Maryland facilitates throughout the service year and does regular check-ins to make sure we're all on track with our goals. So it is a good deal, but as we all know, anything that's good in life is you have to work for. So it's definitely a partnership that we work together with our service sites.
Well, that's great. That's great. It seems that in the process, not only does the organization get that solid volunteer base, they get a revised, to some extent, structure that's more conducive to serving more people and more areas of their community.
Yeah. Different organizations use our program differently. So an example of kind of a on and off relationship that we have is St. Francis Community Center in Baltimore. We've actually partnered with them for over 7 years. But what they do is they partner with Volunteer Maryland. We work on one specific part of their programming, and then they're good and they take a break for a couple years. And then they might be beefing up another part of their program, or what they had in place 5 years ago seems to need to be touched on a little bit. So they come back to Volunteer Maryland, and we put an AmeriCorps member in there, and it helps them maintain the structure of their program. So you're absolutely right. They can either build out their program to more capacity, which is what we want the organizations to do, is to have structures in place to build the capacity of leveraging the volunteers, and also strengthen those policies or those programs that they already have in place in regards to volunteer programs.
Right. Do you work with, you must work with the local governmental units in the process?
In what way?
Well, in terms of making connections with volunteers or...
Yeah, you know what's really exciting is what Volunteer Maryland does is we provide professional development training for AmeriCorps members to go into their organizations and to develop or strengthen the volunteer program at that site based off of what they need. So really, they are the conduits of all those relationships. So it's not Volunteer Maryland necessarily making those relationships for those community for those community organizations. It's the AmeriCorps member going into that community and, number one, learning about what the community need is. What is the true struggle here today? A lot of times our AmeriCorps members don't even really understand what homelessness is. And so they go in and they serve at an organization that serves homeless. And by the end of the service year, they can tell us stats and statistics about what it means to be homeless, how people get homeless. And then they make their connections within the community. And the great thing about that is it's localized. So it's the community members investing in their own communities. So if they do reach out to governances, it's really coming from the organization and not necessarily Volunteer Maryland. Now, we always like to say, oh, that's one of Volunteer Maryland AmeriCorps members. Absolutely. We always want them to know where that source is.
Yeah.
But what's great is the partnerships stay strong because they're localized.
Well, and as you said, they do really a community assessment, which, of course, not only informs the AmeriCorps member, but it informs probably that organization to help serve their community better.
You're absolutely correct. We have a not a hugely extensive application, but we have a pretty intense application for partnership sites. And within that, we ask them, what is the community need? And if by reading that application, we aren't clear, meaning Volunteer Maryland staff aren't clear what that community need is and what the volunteers are going to do to move that needle on that critical community need, we need more specification on that. So we help the organizations really identify what is it that we want to change in our community underneath our mission. I'm sure you've heard of mission creep. Nonprofit organizations, it's something that happens often. We want to bring them back to what their mission is and help them focus on serving their community as impactfully as they can and as efficiently as we efficiency is huge right now in human capital resources. We got to make sure we're using volunteers in the most efficient and effective ways. So we also bring in surveys and tools that help the organizations realize the real impact that their volunteers are having through data and research.
Right. How does somebody become a member of AmeriCorps?
Oh, that's such a great question. Like I said, we're actively recruiting. So we have about 25 sites that we can place AmeriCorps members in right now throughout the state. And they can go to all the information's on our website, volunteer.maryland.gov.
Spelled out Maryland.
Yep, spelled out Maryland. And if you click on Be a Member, that will give you all the information about applying for an AmeriCorps position with Volunteer Maryland. And all of our contact information is there as well. An interesting thing that I didn't touch on when we started is that I actually am a Volunteer Maryland alumni. I served
good for
in
you.
Yeah, and most of the staff are alumni as well, or
wonderful.
Somehow or connected with the program. There's over 750 Volunteer Maryland alumni that are out there. So we had talked about before we started recording about 6 degrees of separation.
Right.
In the service industry, the nonprofit industry, you could probably go anywhere and run into a Volunteer Maryland alum, especially in Maryland and DC area. So it's not only becoming part of a cohort and alumni of Volunteer Maryland, you're also part of the 80,000 Americans or citizens that have served across the state. So it's a very, very powerful service. And then, like I said, you get to know what that, you get to become an expert in that community need.
Right. And that can lead, of course, to other career developments.
Absolutely.
Or changing in career.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a personal development thing too.
I was returning back to work when I served. So it was a great opportunity for me to build my skills.
A good bridge. My goodness. We could talk for a long time because you folks are doing so much stuff, but unfortunately we're out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. Everything you can find out about Volunteer Maryland is on our website. That's volunteer.maryland, Maryland spelled out, .gov. And so check us out.
Wonderful. Thank you. Unfortunately, for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Nikki Fiacco, for being our guest today. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. For living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.